Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, welcome back to one of the last episodes for this week. We are talking about how you can utilize reviews to improve your childcare business. We talked a lot this week about why reviews are important and how you use them to attract new clients, build trust, and enhance your credibility. On the other hand, we also discussed negative reviews can deter people from calling your center. And you want to figure out what is the best way to use these reviews and how do we make sure that we're on top of it. So the first tip I want to tell you is you need to monitor your reviews regularly. Set up alerts to notify you of any new reviews that come on various platforms such as Google, Yelp, or Facebook. So if you haven't done that, do that today. This allows you to stay informed and respond promptly to feedback. Because let's face it, childcare directors don't have all day to be sitting, online, scanning through different platforms. So setting up a monitoring alert or a Google alert is the best way to receive an email notification whenever your name is reviewed or posted online. So that's definitely important. I would also say not only to have that set up, but check review sites regularly. Make it a habit to regularly check popular sites. My business, Google My Business is another place you really need to check and respond promptly to the negative reviews and thank those customers for positive feedback. And if you don't remember how, you can always listen to the previous episode from yesterday. You want to monitor social media as well. In addition to the review sites, it's important to keep an eye on social media platforms for mentions of your child care center and respond to any comments or reviews promptly to show that you value the feedback and are committed to providing excellent care. I can tell you, I really am really interested in the Facebook groups in my community. I get so much business from there. But even more importantly, a lot of my customers, when people type up like, does anybody recommend a daycare? The number of people that respond with the name of your program really kind of shows your impact on the community. And I always, I thank the parents, not only online, but the next day when they come into the center. And I have families that haven't been with me in years that always comment, our program. But really keep your finger on the pulse on those community pages, the mom pages, parent group pages on Facebook. There's tons of them. Type in your city name and get on them. So that way, when people are talking about childcare, it's also a great place for you to show yourself as an expert when people are asking questions about parenting matters, child development matters. You really can answer a lot of those questions without even being salesy or marketing your program per se. It will just market that for you naturally. There are also lots of reputation management tools. Consider investing in a reputation management tool that can help you monitor and respond reviews across multiple platforms. Those tools can help save you time and make it easy to stay on top of your online reputation. We use Sotellus, which is one of them. There's so many, but Sotellus collects reviews from all the different platforms and then highlights them on their platform. So I think that that's really important. But, following a few of these tips and making sure that you're checking those reviews can really make sure that your center maintains a positive reputation that attracts families. So we're going to talk a little bit about responding professionally, which we did in another episode, but I think it's important to kind of remind you here. So again, whether the review is positive or negative, always respond professionally and courteously. Thank the reviewers for feedback, address any concerns that they raised, and offer solutions. As a childcare center, it's so important to respond professionally online to reviews to maintain a positive reputation and build trust with current and potential families. When addressing feedback, it's important to approach each review with a very convincing tone that showcases your commitment to providing exceptional care for the children. You have to start by acknowledging the reviewer's feedback and expressing gratitude for taking the time to share their thoughts. It also demonstrates your value for their opinion and that you're open to feedback. The other thing I wanted to mention is when you have great reviews, you want to highlight your positive reviews on your website, on your social media channels, and your marketing materials to showcase your strengths and build trust with potential clients. When it comes to showcasing positive reviews for your center, there are a few key strategies that can help you implement effectively highlighting the glowing feedback from satisfied parents and families. First and foremost, make sure to predominantly display positive reviews on your website and social media platforms. This can help you build credibility and trust with potential clients who are researching your child care center. Consider creating a dedicated testimonials page on your website where visitors can easily access and read through the positive feedback from happy parents. And don't forget, if your staff leave positive reviews on other platforms like Glassdoor, Indeed, any of those places, you can also add those to your testimonial page. You know, you want to encourage satisfied families to leave reviews on the popular websites like Google, Yelp, and Facebook, because positive reviews on those platforms definitely boost your center's online reputation. Another place to use positive reviews is to incorporate it in your marketing materials. Include little snippets of glowing testimonials on your brochures, on your flyers, and other promotional materials to highlight the positive experiences of current families. So you really want to overall leverage positive reviews as a powerful tool. When you do that, it's going to highlight the feedback from your satisfied parents and can attract new clients to your center. I also think that when we share reviews, I think you have to make sure that you share them with your team, right? Because your team works so hard every day with those families to get those reviews for your center, to make sure that your parents are satisfied. Because again, we don't do it alone as administrators. Whether you're the owner, the director, assistant director, it doesn't matter. It is your team 99% of the time that the parents are writing about. They're writing about the care that your teachers give them. Now, sure, they can love, you know, the playground that you purchased or your family-friendly policies, but that isn't what keeps people at your center. It is your teachers and the way that they treat your families that keep them at your center. So remember that. And you want to implement the feedback, right? Take that feedback and figure out if there are recurring themes that address, you know, any type of issues. And then use that to enhance the quality of your program. That's why so many quality rating systems or accreditation processes ask you to gain feedback from your community, from your teachers, from your children, from your parents. It's because they know that when you get all of the stakeholders' information in one place and you look at that data, it significantly helps you improve your program. So the more that you do this, the better you're going to get. And it will also help you from getting, if you have negative reviews, it does help you from getting more negative reviews. And then you stop building your positive ones and it starts to push the negative ones down in the feed. It also starts to, because most of the star ratings are cumulative, it also starts to dissolve the impact of that review on your business. So make sure that you're keeping these reviews current. Before we go any further, I just wanted to say, if you enjoy our podcast, there are a few ways that you can support our show. Number one is you can give us a rating. We would love that on your favorite listening platforms. Spotify and Apple seem to be the favorites right now for my listeners. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you didn't know we have a channel, we do. Same name, Child Care Directors Chair Podcast. Or you can become a monthly subscriber by signing up to do a small donation for as small as $3 a month. You can do that right through our Buzzsprouts website. So there's a few ways that you can really support our show. And we hope that you really are enjoying these little tidbits and they are making an impact for your business and for you, you know, making you feel like a more confident and that you can continue to gain skills and also let you know you're not alone. So, you know, I want you to really kind of just think about that. So a few other things I wanted to share with you is engage with your parents who leave feedback. Whether it's positive or negative, thank them again for taking the time to share their thoughts. And then, because I know I've said that already, but then you have to create a plan of action based on that feedback you receive. And this could include implementing new policies or procedures, providing additional training for your staff, or making physical changes to your facility. And of course, communicate with your staff about the feedback that you receive and involve them in the process of making changes. I will tell you now, teachers don't like change, and they certainly don't like change that they've had no part in making. Encourage open, honest discussions about how to address the issues raised in the feedback. And then last but not least, you want to follow up with parents who have provided the feedback to let them know what changes you have made as a result of their input. This shows that you value their opinions and are committed to making sure you have the best center possible. So that's it for today's short little episode. I'd like to leave you with this. Let's make every moment count with kindness and giggles, because when we focus on the little hearts, the big ones follow. Have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.